worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Psalms, Psalm 100, beginning at verse 1. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Then skipping to the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 25, And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered rightly, do this, and you will live. But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Then Jesus answered and said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, Take care of him. And whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, He who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, Go and do likewise. Father, we thank you for the wonderful privilege and opportunity you give us as the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, your body in the world, to know you, to be able to walk with you, and to be believers who partner with you as we carry out the work of the building of your kingdom day by day. Thank you for the blessed privilege and honor of being vessels through which your spirit can work to show the world what the love of Jesus Christ looks like, and to be vessels through which your spirit can operate to carry out your work. Lord, more and more empower us to be vessels that are available to you continually, that you can use to accomplish your perfect will day by day as we simply listen to you, obey you, and follow you. We thank you and we praise you. We thank you, Lord, also for the ministry of Concepts for Truth, and thank you for the work that you're doing in and through them. Thank you for the privilege of having our guest, Sister Sherry, on with us today. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. I want to remind you once again, we're still receiving listener testimonies. And if you haven't called in and shared one yet, we certainly hope that you will take the time to do that. Again, you just may hear your listener testimony on our Fall Share-a-thon, which is just a few weeks away. The number to call in and share is 1-877-876-8893. Again, that's 1-877-876-8893. Now, just a word of encouragement I want to share with all of our listeners as it relates to one of so many issues that are going on in our culture today. And I want to start out by sharing from Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 5. Everyone must submit to the governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. So anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished. For the authorities do not strike fear in people who are doing right, but in those who are doing wrong. Would you like to live without fear of the authorities? Do what is right, and they will honor you. The authorities are God's servants, sent for your good. But if you are doing wrong, of course you should be afraid, for they have the power to punish you. They are God's servants, sent for the very purpose of punishing those who do what is wrong. So you must submit to them, not only to avoid punishment, but also to keep a clear conscience. Again, that was Romans 13, 1 through 5. And I want to share a word of encouragement to every believer to make it your goal today and just on an ongoing basis. Pray for the police. Pray for law enforcement. Pray for our nation as a whole as well. You know, one of the toughest jobs in the world is being a law enforcement officer, a police officer in our culture today. It's a job that requires great skill and serious training, often is a very, very dangerous job, and typically doesn't pay a whole lot. On top of all that, the mental and emotional and physical requirements of the work regularly can be very taxing on them and on their families as well. Police and law enforcement officers, they're public servants. And of course, yes, they're employees, but they're also servants that they work. And again, as the scripture that I just read from Romans, it points out they're servants in a position ordained by God. And of course, there are many outstanding people, men and women who serve every day in our cities and communities. They need our prayers. We see so many tragic things going on today. And recently, you may recall having heard of the tragic shooting of two police officers in Southern California in just the last couple of days. Well, the fact is, we as the church need to take leadership in praying for law enforcement officers, men and women who serve in that capacity. And also, not only pray for them, but also when you see them, say a word of encouragement. Let them know that you're praying for them. And in a community, it doesn't hurt, maybe have your church take donuts by or cookies by the police department. But somehow or another, not only pray for them, but let them know you appreciate the work that they do. I was recently speaking with a local law enforcement officer in our community, and he was talking about the discouragement of his fellow officers with all that's going on in this world. And remember, we as the Church of Jesus Christ are wise to take leadership in this issue. Yes, we should pray for them, for God to bless them, to protect them, but also figure out ways that you and your church can encourage your local law enforcement. They are a blessing, and again, it's a position ordained by God. And so the whole idea of getting rid of the police force is a crazy idea. And it's certainly not from God. It's a demonic idea. We need to pray for our law enforcement. Father, we thank you, Lord, for our local law enforcement in our community. Thank you for local law enforcement in all communities and cities and towns throughout our nation. And thank you for your hand of grace upon them. Pour out your mercy upon them, Lord. Protect them from hurt, harm, and danger. Help them, Lord, to come to know you as Lord and Savior and to learn how to trust you for their guidance, wisdom, and protection as they do their work. And Lord, raise up many people to encourage them, to bless them, to be of strength to them. We thank you and praise you for them. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're honored to have as our phone guest today, Sherry Neuenschwander. She's the Ohio Director for Concepts for Truth. Sherry, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for the opportunity to be here this morning.
Well, thank you for taking the time to be with us today. And I want to ask if you'll take time now to further introduce yourself and tell our listeners a little bit more about the Ministry of Concepts for Truth.
Yes, thank you. I am the Ohio Director and International Trainer for Concepts of Truth International. I am active in leading recovery groups, developing and training leaders in reproductive loss, including abortion, in our mental health curriculum model, which is a staff-written model entitled Concepts of Recovery, The Journey. And if I might have an opportunity just to share with you, audience, why recovery is a vital step in the healing process after abortion and what that might look like. As we know as believers, true repentance leads to true forgiveness and healing. For the Lord is a spirit, and he is close to the brokenhearted, and it leads to freedom when we repent and turn our hearts to the Lord. But it is still a grief process that needs to take place, because grief after abortion is disenfranchised. It's voiceless. And so our recovery program gives both women and men who've experienced the pain of abortion an opportunity to give voice to that pain and to process that grief, working through the denial, identifying anger, forgiving others who are involved in that abortion experience, dealing with the guilt and the shame, and then, of course, accepting God's forgiveness and forgiving themselves, letting go, bringing closure and personhood to the babies who have lost their lives to abortion. So what we do in the recovery part of our direct services is very important.
Okay. Well, if someone is listening and they're wanting to be in touch with you, maybe to either they themselves to get involved with your ministry, or if they know someone they'd like to refer, how would they get in touch with you?
Okay. They can call our international helpline. We direct a 24/7 international helpline. That number is 1-866-482-LIFE. 1-866-482-5433. So if anyone wants to get in touch with us regarding our recovery opportunities, they can call or they can go to our helpline, our website, which is conceptsoftruth.org.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Concepts for Truth or Concepts of Truth?
Concepts of Truth.
Of Truth.
Conceptsoftruth.org.
Okay, all right. Okay, and so again, the helpline again, share that one more time.
1-866-482-LIFE.
All right, okay. Well, so Sherry, people are hurting in so many different ways in our world and our culture today from so many different kinds of trauma. Can most anybody call the helpline, or is it mainly just for reproductive challenges or difficulties they've had in their life?
Our main focus is reproductive loss and sexual trauma, but we are there ready to serve. So if anyone, you know, needs prayer, we're there ready to pray with them and encourage them. We listen and assess the caller's needs. We refer them to local help. Or if they find themselves with an unplanned pregnancy, of course, we want them to call that number as well. But our main focus, of course, yes, is prevention. We work with pregnancy centers and professional and lay counselors. So we will, if they have a need and they call our helpline, we will make sure that we direct them the best that we can.
Okay. And where is Concepts of Truth located? Where are you? Where is your ministry located?
Our main office is in Wynn, Arkansas. I am the Ohio director, so I am in Spencerville. And again, my main focus is in the recovery direct service of our ministry. But our main office or our home office is in Wynn, Arkansas.
Okay. And so do you have branches just kind of all over the nation as well?
Our main office is the one local office that we have, but we have satellite office. So the one here in Ohio and then one in New Jersey is a satellite office because our direct services, are concentrated in those areas, but we're expanding, of course, across the nation. But
okay.
Yes, those are our satellite offices.
All right. Okay, we're coming up on a break, but on the other side of the break, I'm going to ask if you'll share how you got involved with this ministry and then we'll give you the opportunity to share more about both the ministry and maybe stories or examples of ways you've seen the Lord reach through the ministry of Concepts of Truth and touch people's lives, people who are hurting. And of course, as I'd mentioned, people are hurting in so many different ways in our culture, in our world today. And so I can see how a ministry like Concept of Truth is so vitally needed in our world to work with the church and to work in the kingdom of God to touch people that are hurting. So we'll pick up on the other side. Our phone guest today is Sherry Neuenschwander. She's the Ohio Director for Concepts of Truth. We'll be right back.
What if it's God speaking? stranger who already knew your name. What if it's him? What if it's God speaking?
Music of Mandisa, God Speaking. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest is Sherry Neuenschwander. She's the Ohio Director for Concepts of Truth. And Sherry, as we begin this segment, would you take time specifically to pray for listeners, whatever is on your heart, to pray for them as we share more about the ministry of Concepts of Truth?
Sure. Father God, we thank you again for this opportunity to share the hope that is in us. And Lord, I thank you for the opportunity just to lift them up in prayer. And I'm praying for the listeners today, Lord, if they've experienced an abortion, whether it be a woman or a man, I pray, God, that they would hear my voice and know that there is hope and freedom in you, Christ Jesus, and that there are opportunities for recovery. So I encourage them today, if they're hearing my voice, that this is their divine moment, as your spirit comes upon them, to have them call our helpline, 1-866-482-LIFE, and begin their journey of healing today. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Sherry, if you'll take time now to tell our listeners a little bit more about the ministry of Concepts of Truth. Of course, there are different facets of the ministry, but share specifically about just how you came to get involved, and then again, share more about how this ministry is touching lives.
Yes, thank you. I actually have had an abortion personally. I've had two abortions in 1986, and as the Lord drew me out of the darkness into the light to remind me of his love and began to set my feet upon healing, I also went through recovery and gave myself permission to heal. So I was praying how I could get involved or how I could share my testimony or what the Lord wanted to do, to use my mess, you know, take my mess and make it his message. And so I actually was volunteering at a local pregnancy center, and I went to Dallas, Texas, to one of Heartbeat International conferences, and there I met Billy and Dale Lace, who is the founder and directors of Concepts of Truth International, and they had a booth there, and they were they had information about the International Helpline and how you can be a volunteer and a phone consultant. That intrigued me. So I picked up an application. Nobody was around at first, and I picked up an application and information, went back to my hotel room, and I prayed and thought, okay, Lord, you want me to fill this application out? What do you want me to do? What is an International Helpline? What is a volunteer? So finally, I got to have a conversation with Dale and Millie after about the third time going back, because it was a break at the time and they weren't there. So I felt the Lord pushing me to do it, and I was determined. So I went back and finally had a conversation and filled out the application. And that was in 2007, and I became a first responder, phone consultant on our International Helpline in 2007. In 2010, then I became part of the administrative staff, the Ohio director, was able to be a contributor to our curriculum model, Concepts of Recovery, the Journey, thus started the opportunity to lead groups and to train other leaders, churches, pregnancy center staff, different people, individuals who wanted to get involved, to know how to minister to those who are hurting, such as myself, you know, to help them move forward in their life, to bring closure. So, yes, you know, I got involved, and God has a plan, and I was trying to, you know, just follow that lead. And so I've been here going on 13, 14 years, however that is, long that, you know, and it's just been a blessing to be able to walk beside of someone else who's experienced this pain.
Hmm. Well, you know, Sherry, I appreciate you sharing your own story and journey. And the reality is we live in a society where lots and lots of men and women and men can identify with your story. You know, I've heard the statistics that says about one out of every three or four women have had abortions in our culture. And that's an absolutely staggering number of individuals. And of course, sadly, sometimes you hear people say, well, this is not a man's issue. Men ought to stay out of it. Well, the reality is there's a man in the picture 100% of the time. And so many times, the man is the engine behind the abortion. So what further would you want to say to listeners when they try to say, well, again, I've been down that road, but I don't need recovery, or I don't think it's that important of an issue. What would you say to that person that says this is not a big issue, even though they're post-abortive?
Well, you know, I understand. You know, denial is different for every one of us. I mean, you know, God knows our heart. When we are ready to receive truth, when we're ready to move forward, you know, it's a journey. Healing after abortion is a journey. Sometimes I call it a breath-by-breath journey. Mm-hmm. And God loves us, and he doesn't want to leave us in our sin. And he sees us, and he calls us by name. And so when our heart is ready to move forward, or he gently draws us out like he did me, out of the darkness into the light, you know, he's there. He's our gentle shepherd. So you are right when you said the facts or the statistic. It's one out of four women has experienced an abortion by the age of 30. And like you said, for every woman, there is a man. So, you know, and one out of three, I believe, within the church. So, you know, they're in and out of the church. And it is our heart to just share the message of hope. Of course, like I said, true repentance leads to true forgiveness and healing, but opportunity to grieve, and it is a vital step. It's an important step to be able to bring closure, to be able to move forward, to become all that God has created us to be, because until this hurt, this wound is resolved and is given opportunity to heal in a healthy manner, to bring closure, we're stuck. We can't move forward. Mm. So I encourage anyone who is listening, if you feel stuck and you can't move, you know, call. We're ready to listen, we understand, to pray with you on our helpline, 1-866-482-LIFE, you know, and be able to get you connected to someone in your local area or even in one of our recovery programs to be able to start your healing journey.
Okay. Before you begin to share maybe some of the stories or testimonies of people whose lives were touched through the ministry of Concepts of Truth, would you pray for people that may very well be struggling at the whole idea of even calling because they know they're hurting, but they're not sure what they really want to do? Would you pray for those persons?
Yes. Father God, again, thank you for the opportunity and the privilege of prayer. I pray for that one person, whether it be a woman or a man, who's hearing my voice. I pray, God, that you would right now encourage them, stir in them a faith and awareness of your love for them. Father God, I pray that they would call our helpline and begin their journey. And Lord, when we do that, we are breaking the silence. We are breaking the hold of the enemy who wants to keep us down. So I pray, God, for the freedom. I pray, God, for their heart. I pray, God, for their courage to just take that one next step, pick up the phone, and call someone on our helpline. We'll be ready there to listen and pray with them today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sherry. So you're going to share some testimonies or stories that of people whose lives have been changed by or through the ministry as the Holy Spirit reaches through concepts of truth. Would you share those?
Yes, I would. I'd like to share one story that just comes to my heart about recovery, because the recovery is a vital step in that. And over the years, we've had women and men both go through our recovery program, and just you know, find that freedom. And there was one particular time towards a few years back when we began to offer the recovery program, Concepts of Recovery, the journey. A woman went through our program. She had just came out of, some years ago, the Lord brought her out of sex trafficking and prostitution, and she had 9 abortions. And I'll never forget watching the transformation of her heart and realizing, you know, that God loved her and that she can receive forgiveness and to bring closure and name her babies and bring personhood to her babies and the freedom that came with that. Because, you know, the shame and guilt that follows after abortion, it's very real. But, you know, God comes through Jesus Christ to offer life and forgiveness and hope. And she found it. And it was just amazing because, you know, to take that step, it takes a lot of courage. And it's like when you come there, you're just weighed down with that heaviness. And I watched the transformation of from that darkness into light and the celebration of freedom that it came. And I'll never forget just watching her work through that and being able to bring closure and name her babies.
Mm. You know, Shea, that's a powerful example of a person who's been down such a tough journey to think that 9 abortions means right now she has 9 children in heaven. And the whole reality behind that is such a powerful one to consider. So so people call you every day with different struggles that are post-abortive then, correct?
Yes, post-abortive and some unplanned pregnancy, and that gives us an opportunity to share hope and truth and get them connected to, you know, a life-affirming resource such as a pregnancy center. But yes, they call us 24/7. There's someone on the other end always there ready to listen. Live, we're there 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. So other stories that you have to share?
Other stories on the helpline. Just recently, we had a caller who was pregnant. She also had an abortion a few years ago, and so she was once again contemplating abortion, and she was scared. The father and her was not getting along, and so our phone consultant was able to share her story, to encourage her with some truth, and her mind was changed. She chose life for herself, for her baby, and she was able to, we were able to follow up with her. And that's another thing. When people call and they are either considering abortion or they've experienced an abortion, if you know, they can remain anonymous. But if they're willing to give us their information, we can follow up with them. We can make sure that they have an active plan to move forward and get help. And that's what happened to this woman. We were able to follow up with her, give her information about, you know, fetal development and encourage her in her pregnancy, and she was able to give birth to a baby. So we'll just praise God for that.
That's good. So both you provide both counseling for people, but also referrals to pregnancy clinics as well then?
Yeah, the helpline is not a counseling helpline, but we do listen, assess their caller's needs, and refer them to local help, or we have recovery opportunities that we can share with them, too. We're not professional counselors. Some of us are professional counselors or licensed counselors. Others, such as myself, I'm not a licensed counselor, but I have experienced the pain and have come to a place of freedom that I can help others.
Okay, so a big part of the ministry then is connecting people to the help that they need in a given challenging situation then.
Yes, exactly. And we get to hear stories. There was one that I got to speak to. It was a male caller. He actually was a retired veteran, and he just called to share his story of how he, while he was in the service, got, you know, was in a relationship with a woman that got pregnant, and but you know was she was abortion minded, but you know, through conversation and the grace of God, you know, their relationship began to get better, and they ended up getting married and so forth. So the baby was saved, and he just wanted to just share that. So sometimes, you know, we have people who just want to share their story, and then we can celebrate with them as far as, you know, their story of life and choosing life.
Yeah, and, you know, you shared about, you know, just sometimes people, in women in particular, of course, they're struggling with fear and all sorts of possibilities, not knowing what would happen. And, of course, the story you just shared is a powerful one. The man they married, and, of course, the baby was saved in that situation. So many times women who've gone down the road of abortion have indicated that one of the biggest challenges they had was they were afraid. They didn't know, they didn't feel supported. They didn't feel like people would accept them. And so fear is one of those big issues in the midst of that journey as well. So our phone guest today is Sherry Neuenschwander. She's the Ohio Director for Concepts of Truth. We'll be right back. Lincoln Brewster, Made New. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Sherry Neuenschwander. She's the Ohio Director for Concepts of Truth. And Sherry, would you share with our listeners once again, if someone is wanting to call the line, or they want to write it down so that they can share it with someone else, share the number again, please.
Yes, 1-866-482-LIFE.
Okay, then. And your website, if someone wants just to get in, learn more about the Ministry of Concepts of Truth, what is that website?
Conceptsoftruth.org.
All right, thank you then. You know, earlier in the broadcast, I read the story, the powerful story of the parable of the Good Samaritan, and in many ways it sounds like Concepts of Truth would be like the Good Samaritan, in that, amongst other things, he helped the man that was beat up and left for dead on the side of the road, but also he got him to a place where he could recover. And, you know, I think of that. That's a way that God would like to use many individuals as well as ministries, because for many people, if they can just be connected to the right help, they can be healed and made whole by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so, again, thank God for a ministry like Concepts of Truth. Did you have another a story or so that you'd like to share?
I can just share a brief one that I was thinking about. You know, whenever someone calls, as I said before, their heart is ready to share and break the silence. I had the privilege of talking with a woman who was up in her 80s, who actually was calling from a nursing home one time. And for the very first time, she shared her story when she called the helpline. She happened to hear our number on the radio, just like today, and she was listening to the radio. She picked up the phone, and for the very first time, she shared her story. She said, "I just don't want to, you know, to pass away and not." And I said, "You know, you've taken that very first step. Thank you for doing that and for trusting me and sharing her heart." And I was able to encourage her with scripture and to pray for her and asked her if she had a pastor, if she, you know, what we could do as far as, you know, having someone else to just be with her and what her support system was. And it just encouraged me and blessed me, I guess, to be able to encourage her at that moment where she decided to break her silence. And that's the way it is a lot of times for the very first time sharing this story.
That's good. Well, how would you say, how would you like to see the church get more involved in both supporting a ministry like yours, but also reaching out to address some of the same issues that your ministry addresses?
Well, first and foremost, we always need prayer. So we encourage anyone who's listening in churches and believers to lift us up in prayer and surround us, because the importance of prayer is just vital. But our heart is also to bring awareness and education to the church, to the pastors, to let them know, as we discussed, one out of three within the church has had an abortion. And so there are many hurting that know and understand that God can forgive, but they feel stuck, like we talked about. And so, you know, we want to bring awareness. We want to help the church and pastors to create a safe place within the church for women and men to feel comfortable going forward. And a lot of times pastors say, well, how do we handle that? What can we do? Well, Concepts of Truth International can help. We can train you to how to listen, to how to encourage, and we can work together. They can give the helpline. They can get our helpline cards, place them out in their resource centers. They can share that with those who are hurting, but we can also come in and talk with the pastors and help them to have a plan to know how to minister. But we want to create a safe environment for women and men to be able to feel comfortable coming forward.
Okay. Well, do you have like literature or maybe booklets that can be given to a church or a church ministry to help them learn about some of these things that you deal with? For example, if there may not say, for example, they don't manage to have someone to come to speak to them, do you have literature to that effect, or that's in the working, or what do you think?
Yes, they can go to our website. They can request a box of helpline cards. It's a safe way to just lay that card out to encourage someone to call our number. So they go to our website, request a box of cards. But yes, we do have, and we are actually revising a pastor's guide on how to help and heal our nation through the church and creating that environment. So yes, we have one available, and we're actually in the making of revising it. We want to be a resource to pastors and churches to help.
That's good. And you know, Sherry, it's so important nowadays that the churches and individual believers become better equipped to help, because again, as we've mentioned already more than once on the broadcast, people are hurting in so many different ways. They're struggling, obviously, as it relates to maybe being, whether they're post-abortive men or women, or related issues. You know, sometimes you have people who, they may not, a woman or a man that didn't weren't involved with an abortion, but maybe they encouraged someone to get an abortion, or maybe they drove someone or gave them the money, and so ended up connecting themselves to encouraging an abortion in some situation. And so they too, many times, need to receive the forgiveness that only Jesus can give them as well. So lots of situations where people are maybe struggling because of their connection to the tragedy of abortion one way or another. I'm going to take a moment specifically to pray for the church as it relates to what you've just shared. Father, we thank you for the ministry of Concepts of Truth, and thank you for the work that they're doing to touch people's lives, to connect them with the help, the guidance, and the counsel that they need. Father, raise up more and more churches and believers in churches who will be available vessels that you can use to help people in time of need, or can be used to help connect them to ministries like Concepts of Truth. Lord, help us to never have the attitude of saying, there's nothing I can do, there's no way I can help with this situation, this concern. Help us to know, Lord, that we can always pray for individuals, or pray for needs of people that we know, or pray for persons in our community. But help us to know also, many times there are other things along with praying that we can do to come alongside ministries like Concepts of Truth. Help us, Lord, to passionately be desirous of just being used by you to reach out to a hurting world, and like the Good Samaritan, just be an available vessel that will show what the love of Jesus Christ looks like in a time of crisis, a time of difficulty, a time of need in the life of a person that's hurting, a person who's been beat up by the world and left on the side of the road for dead. Help us to have eyes to see and ears to hear in the world that's hurting in so many ways. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Okay, Sherry, so also you've alluded to this. Now, of course, like many times people think of abortion as being a woman's issue and a challenge and an area of challenge that women deal with. But the reality is you do have, as you mentioned, many men who are hurting, sometimes men who forced an abortion. But then sometimes you have a man who he didn't want to see the abortion happen. He wanted to keep right. the child, but of course, in our society says it's the woman's choice and basically pushes the man out of the picture. Any thoughts that you can share at this time about why it's so important for the church to reach out to men in this regard as well?
There are a lot of what we call fatherless men who had no voice in that, and I am so sorry for them, and I have spoken to many on the helpline, and it is sad today, because I know that God has designed men to be the protectors of their family and their offspring. And so, you know, that is a deep wound. That is hard to deal with. And so, you know, we need to be proactive in including the men. That's why we say reproductive loss, because that includes men, because they have lost children to abortion. So, again, I think it's important, and our program, we have male leaders, men leaders, to join in when we have couples or a man that is in need of help and assistance. We have male staff that follow up with male callers, so that they are available. We are here to talk with men, but it is important that the church understands that it is a woman and a man. You know, abortion not only hurts women and men, but it hurts our nation, it hurts our world. Mm-hmm. And so this is a hard conversation, but it's a conversation that has to be taken place, because if I might just share another thought, if abortion would stop, if Roe versus Wade would be overturned and there'd be no abortion, our work here at Concepts of Truth International is still needed, it's still essential. Because if you think about it, 61 million babies have been aborted since 1973. That's a lot of hurting moms and dads.
That's right.
And even though we began to just touch the surface and began to help many over the years, there are so many more that need to be hurt, need to be helped. And that's why we need the church. The need is great. The mm-hmm. hurt is real. And I've felt that pain. I've felt that hurt. But I've also experienced the freedom through Jesus Christ and giving myself permission to heal my husband as well, who is the father of the second baby that was aborted. And so, you know, we need to be about the Father's business, and this is part of the Father's business, and we need the church, and we need to be able to help those who are hurting, because when we give ourselves permission to heal and a man or woman becomes whole in Christ Jesus and an opportunity to heal and grieve and bring closure, we become a strong voice for life.
That's right.
And that's what can happen if the church joins with Concepts of Truth International as we reach out to those who are hurting.
Okay, so if a woman or a man that's listening now, if they're in listening to what you've shared, thinking to themselves they need to be plugged into a post-abortive Bible study, can they call the helpline to be connected into that, you know, that opportunity as well?
Absolutely. 1-866-482-LIFE. We'll connect you. We take calls all 50 states and internationally. We will get you connected to someone to begin your healing journey. So if you hear my voice today, call.
And would you say, too, Sherry, that basically you would say 100% of the people who've been through abortion would benefit from going through the Bible study?
Absolutely. Again, healing journey is different from everyone. Excuse me. It's a step-by-step journey. And so when your heart is ready, yes, it's a vital step. So I encourage everyone who's experienced such a wound, such a pain from abortion, to call our helpline and get connected. Yes, it's important.
All right. Well, Sherry, thank you so much for being with us today. And again, it's been an honor to have you. Share the helpline one more time, please.
1-866-482-LIFE.
All right. Thank you, Sherry. And please continue the great work that you all are doing and keep being used mightily by the Lord.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being a part of our listening family. Please pray for Sherry Neuenschwander and the ministry of Concepts of Truth as they continue to be a mighty vessel used of the Lord for His glory. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.